It took mere minutes for the entire thing to blow up on the internet. Everyone across the globe was taking sides. Was the footage real and Emma seduced her uncle? Or was she attacked like she said?
I knew it. Emma Miller is the worst kind of slag. This is why no one ever believes victims, because of stunts like this.
People, are you blind? They just happen to have all that footage from 20 years ago. It's fake. I would bet my life on it.
I don't know. That's a lot of people and situations to fake. If it was, someone at that party needs to come forward and say none of it's real.
If the Ant Queen 2 wins a single award tonight, I'm boycotting movies forever.
Emma woke up the morning of the Institute Awards with a migraine the size of Europe. She wished she were just hungover, but she barely slept. She and Eric had spent the entire evening doing as much damage control as they could. Eventually, Eric had told her to get some sleep. Sleep that never came. When she got up, she found Eric on the phone. He waved her over and offered her his lap. She looked down to see Ben's name on the screen.
Ben, Emma just woke up,
he said.
Tell her what you told me.
Morning, Ben, Emma interjected around a yawn. Eric wasted no time shifting her so he could get her some coffee.
Morning, Emma,
Ben greeted.
Right, so I have good news and I have bad news.
Bad news first,
Emma replied. She wanted it out of the way in case it might blow up her life.
Well, the bad news is that people are calling for you to skip the ceremony tonight. And not just the internet trolls and the press, but fellow Institute members. They're saying if they see you on the red carpet, they'll turn around and leave. It's all a bit of a mess.
Emma sighed deep from within her chest.
Oh, of course it is. And the good news?
You don't actually have to do that.
It'll be fine, he answered, sounding pleased.
I called up the security firm that owns the footage, and luckily for us, Kaleidoscope Global is one of their biggest clients. I had Royston make the call, and about an hour ago, I got all the footage from that night. And I do mean all the footage.
Emma shook her sleep-addled head, trying to piece it all together.
Okay, first, Royston did me a favour. Also, what do you mean, all the footage?
He did, yeah,
Ben confirmed, just as Eric handed a grateful Emma a fresh cup of coffee.
He seems about as pissed as all of us over what happened to you. As for the footage, it turns out,
When Ben couldn't seem to finish what he was saying, Eric sat down next to Emma and took her hand. His voice was quiet with concern.
There was a camera in the hallway. I haven't seen it yet, but Ben informs me it's dark and a bit grainy, but it doesn't leave much to the imagination.
Emma swallowed at the implication. Out in the world, there was a full video of her assault. She didn't know what to make of it. Then Ben's voice cut into her thoughts.
Emma, I just need to know what you want me to do with it.
We can just tell the police we have it and hand it over to the police.
Eric added, his voice still gentle.
The world doesn't need to see it. They'll believe it if they know it's with the authorities.
Emma thought of what it would mean either way. Would she even want to see it? Did she want to relive it? She wasn't sure. But then she realised she'd been reliving it for weeks now, and the world had already heard the story in great detail. All the video would do is confirm it. Mind made up, Emma shook her head.
No, release it. Release all of it. But wait until just before the awards tonight. If people are talking this much about it, I want to build a frenzy. Let the pressure build, with the world continuing to take sides, because when we release it, Lauren and Jay's whole world will absolutely explode.
Since Emma was meant to spend the day preparing for the evening, it was easy to avoid what people were saying online. They'd set up hair and makeup in Lisa and Martina's bungalow. It was more spacious for both the glam squad and the children to run around and play. Isla sat on Emma's lap as she got her hair and makeup worked on simultaneously. Having just finished with all the women, the nail tech was now currently putting a light pink on Isla's nails for fun.
Pretty, Mama,
Isla squealed, and Emma laughed, holding her in place so her nails wouldn't get messed up. Isla turned to beam at her,
You're pretty too.
Emma gave her a soft smile and leaned down to bump their noses together. Thank you, my love. Your nails are very pretty. Isla turned back around and held out her hand just like she'd seen Emma do earlier.
I know,
she said, in only a way a precocious toddler could. Emma looked down and thought about her baby girl in 10 years. She would just be the age Emma was when she was attacked. The idea made her both ill and furious. She would tear anyone apart who dared laid a hand on any of her children. She did worry about the footage being on the internet for her children to see one day. It was forever, after all. But if anything, she would just use it as a teaching moment. Isla's big brothers would always look out for their sister, and Emma and Eric would always look out for them. They were a family, after all. It wasn't long before everyone was dressed up and ready to leave. The three couples would be taking a car to the venue, while the children would stay behind and watch with Hannah. There was another party at a nearby venue for the crew members who didn't have invites. After all this was over, win or lose, that was where Emma and Eric would head. Neither of them had any interest in schmoozing with people who'd turn their noses up at them. As Emma stood in front of the three-sided mirror, Eric came up and gently placed an arm around her.
Ready to head out?
He asked.
Ben's waiting for the go-ahead, by the way.
Emma continued to stare at her reflection, the confidence in her stance and the fire in her eyes perfectly complemented the midnight blue ball gown that shimmered with stars. She was a fearsome creature to behold, and nothing was going to bring her down. Not ever again. Release it.